I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, I still think of Bob Chapek as the new CEO of Disney, although he's been in that job for more than a year. But
almost
Bob
two.
Iger,
it's literally two years now.
But do you not also think of him as sort of new? I do.
Well, that's just because we all skipped over that first year because it was a pandemic.
Right. And Bob Iger just left the building at the end of December after a long tenure of running a lot of things. But Bob Chapek, nonetheless, maybe he thinks of himself as somewhat new, too, because he put out a memo to staff and he was sharing his mission, the company mission, and the, quoting, strategic pillars that will be key to our success. So the pillars, Matt, some people are making a little fun of the pillars. One of the pillars is storytelling excellence. That would be a radical innovation for Hollywood, as I think it's very, very important. He did note, however, that he is now going to have these monthly meetings. He's saying this is in addition to his other creative meetings. That's in his memo. He's going to have monthly meetings with senior creative leaders to discuss the opportunities we face as a storytelling enterprise. And as you know, Matt, one of the raps on Chapek is that he has no creative experience. So now he's coming forth with a lot of creative experience. Then his other pillars are innovation and third, relentless focus on our audience, pleasing the customer. Matt, I think I have an intuition, let's say, that you have something to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, the first two are basically, you know, normal media CEO. We have to be great storytellers. We have to innovate. That's the third one that I think is causing a lot of people to raise their eyebrows, because it is this notion that these media companies need to be hyper-focused on their audience above all else, which is obvious. Yes, you are in the business of pleasing customers, but that's a kind of tech speak, you know, very Amazon-ish kind of way of looking at the world. These are businesses. They're going to do what they can do that is going to serve the business. And if you are Bob Chapek, and he writes in this memo, you know, we have to evolve with the customer and how they want to consume content, but, you know, and work with them, but not against them. It's the against them part of the memo that I think people are really responding to. But what does that mean? I mean, Chapek himself does a lot of things and has in this job that are not necessarily pro customers. Customers love free. Customers don't like watching advertising. There's plenty of advertising on the networks. You know, customers that go to Disneyland don't like having to pay extra to go on the Star Wars ride, which is a policy that Chapek himself has initiated. Those are not customer-friendly initiatives. They serve the business. So this whole notion of the audience, relentless focus on our audience, they're going to do what is going to make them more money.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me think of a couple of things. One, Jason Kyler doing the same kind of rationale for putting all the movies on the streamer. And as we've talked about, you know, it's not entirely clear how that nets out in the end, that little experiment that they did in 2021, but it definitely cost them money and goodwill, and we're not sure yet. It's certainly, everybody's moving away from that kind of pleasing the customer of putting all these movies on their streamers the same day they open in theaters. That's not a thing to do. That right now is a general proposition. And it makes me think of the Bob Iger speech that I wrote about when they had, it was his last retreat before the board and some of the senior staff at the Aulani Resort in Hawaii, where he talked about the importance of creativity and creative risks, which you don't get by, you know, the fear was using data to try to predict what customers would want and please the customer. That's not how Hollywood magic happens. And this is Hollywood magic that Chapek says he's interested in retaining at the Walt Disney Company.
What Chapek is doing, you know, the movie, the Pixar movie Turning Red is going directly to Disney Plus and bypassing theaters. And that's upsetting a lot of people at Pixar. And I think what he's saying to them is, this is how people want to consume content. And the priority is the streaming service. So kind of be quiet about your dreams of a theatrical release.
And what I would say is, when people have their hopes set on theatrical and they have delivered giant hits that spawned theme park rides and toys and they won awards, maybe you don't want to just say, hey, we're going to use you this way and expect that they stick around, that morale stays high, that the creativity stays the same. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, founding partner of Puck News. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.